if you wanted to go see the best music just as a member of the audience, you knew, whether you were black or white, that the Apollo was the place to go.
In his book, Showtime at the Apollo, Ted Fox details the history of Harlem's famed theater. Originally built in 1914 as a music hall and burlesque house, which featured the likes of Fanny Brice and George Jessel, it was christened the Apollo in the 1930s.
And in January 1934, after burlesque was outlawed, and also coincidentally at the same time as the black migration to Harlem had moved down to 125th Street, the Apollo adopted a format of black entertainment.
Ironically, the Apollo was run by whites.
People will tell you different things about the Schiffmans. Many people loved him, loved the old man, as he was called, Frank Schiffman, and especially his son Bobby in the later days. Many people to this day still think that they were just ripping off black culture.
And what's your name?
Paul.
Paul? What's the name of the group, Paul?
Heartbreakers.
The Heartbreakers.
The Apollo's amateur nights opened careers for such performers as Pearl Bailey, Sarah Vaughan, and Billy Eckstine.
It was a shabby place, and a lot of performers were not thrilled by that, but it didn't matter. As Dionne Warwick told me, the theater was drafty, dirty, smelly, awful, and we loved every minute of it.
Despite its fame, the Apollo began to fade.
By the late 60s and early 70s, black performers began to be more readily accepted into the white mainstream. Records became more important than live performances, so those things combined to really make the Apollo almost obsolete.
Ted Fox is the author of Showtime at the Apollo, published by Holt Reinhardt Winston. I'm Don Swain.